This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole when you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, get ready for an hour of irreverent healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show because we are joined by an American heretic. Is self-described, or did somebody stamp you up with that from the government, William Schaff? Have you been officially described that way?
Well, I was called so many other names.
That was kind of the least offensive one, an American heretic.
It was the envelope that held it all. You know, you're a disbeliever in this, and you're a disbeliever in that. You don't believe this, and non credo, you know, that's my motto. I don't believe. Has to be demonstrated, has to be proven. I have to experience it to some real degree.
Do you even take it to a Fox Mulder level? I would like to believe. It's okay.
No, I don't. No, I'm not. I don't want to believe.
Okay.
I want things to be in reasonably good evidence in a very down-to-earth physical way. I think that the human species is pretty cultic. I think that we're pretty delusional. I think that we like stories more than reality, and I think that we're tribal. We're constantly subdividing.
Liam, cultic like Lord of the Dance?
Cultic like Lord of the Dance. Lord of the Dance, yes.
Celtic. I wasn't sure. Cultic sea salt. Oh, that was interesting. We could worship sea salt. Hey, there's been a lot of news this last week. One of them that's garnering a lot of controversy is that the Obama administration has just set a guideline to say if you take federal money, government schools on the local level, you have to allow boys to pee in girls' rooms if they feel like they're transgendered today. It's kind of weird knowing we grew up, we sort of knew the boys' room was the boys' room, the girls' room was the girl. Now it's like there's no gender identity or something.
Yeah, it's going to be a very problematic for teenagers who are filled with hormones. You don't want to go back, go by a park and a bathroom in a public park at night because, you know, people are sexual and they'll seek opportunities. So probably having mixing vessels of hormones with doors that can close in schools.
Yeah, but that means
you might end up teaching something else. You might have impromptu sex ed classes all over the place.
But Liam, that means that you hate transgendered people or people who don't gender identify. Yeah, that's the kind of extreme response that you get.
Yeah, well, you can gender identify as anything you want, but as long as you have a willy or a hoo hoo, you can just go into that bathroom. It's not a big deal. It's a very short period of the day, very short period of your life. I mean, nobody fits easily into, you know, little color-coded envelopes that describe our whole personality. You know, who the bleep cares?
This smacks to me of, like, more CIA disruption of what might some people, if there is such a thing called normalcy. I mean, is there something reasonable that is considered that? I know that normal is overused and abused to the point where anybody outside of it is basically ridiculed and marginalized. That's not what I'm talking about. But really, the hypersensitivity toward gender identity, as you said, just go to the bathroom. It's not going to be the end of the world if you use the one with, you got the hoo-ha or the willy. Just
take the whiz.
Right.
Ease on down the road.
Whiz on down the road. Yes.
So, exactly. But this gets into a concept that I like to talk about in my work, making some videos about it now. Mm-hmm. The concept of freedom. You know, we on the health freedom expo kind of people, the the Emords and the the 10th Amendment Center, people of the world.
Right.
We all say we believe in freedom, 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 freedom.
Mm-hmm.
I've always taken a step back from this, especially the more libertarians in the group, or the staunchly conservative who think that they, you know, somehow can survive on their own. And then the neoliberals who think that the great object of life is to make sure that all of us who know that deep inside we're really transgendered kangaroos, but it just doesn't show.
That's dominating in the news cycle this week, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That if this is your idea of freedom, or if your idea of freedom is that you get to have guns and kill anybody who stays on your land, please stay away from me, because you're boring. Not only are you boring, you're totally misunderstanding the human species. My problem with the modern world is that we no longer identify ourselves as the most important thing that we are. Do you know what that thing is?
Does it start with a T?
No, I don't know what that would be.
Tea sippers. No, we're tribal.
More than tribal.
Okay.
We're mammals. And as mammals, we live on a planet and nowhere else. And as mammals, we have to eat and drink and sleep. We are so separated from the difficulty that all human beings had for all of human existence in procuring enough food, water, safe shelter. We're so separated from the idea that we're mammals, that we actually need to eat, and that food needs to come from the planet in relatively unadulterated form,
mm-hmm.
that we are lost in the delusions of what freedom means. Because we're never really free. We are subject slaves of our biology, first and foremost.
Ouch, dude. Just kick us while we're down here. I was just thinking of the first world problems we have. Oh, my gosh, the internet is slow today.
If we are separated from our biology, we get very confused, and we don't know what we're really after. We get bored and restless, and we think that we have a right to be as fat as we want and be on the cover of magazines and have people tell us that we're beautiful for being 300 pounds, or we have a right to play video games all day long and eat as many Cheetos as we can, because that's America, Merca,
uh-huh.
Cheetos and NASCAR and all the rest of the stuff that we do, and the neoliberals out there who think that their great rights include lying on the Huffington Post about everything, and that freedom is in calling people anti-science because they don't think that CO2 is responsible for all weather on Earth. We're totally lost because we are separated ourselves from the reality. We're mammals, and we need to eat, drink, and sometimes be merry, but
yeah.
We don't procure our food.
Well, do you think that we come down? We've discussed this many times over the last few years together, Liam, and you've been researching it heavily, that this has all been made possible by taking slavery out of necessarily humans are our slaves. Now, oil has become our slaves over the last, century or two, and that has allowed us to live like kings and queens. You know, even the poorest among us don't have to grow their own food for the most part in a Western world.
None of us have to grow food. We complain about Monsanto, Syngenta, Cargill, and ADM, but the industrial petroleum complex has given us these masters to make us free. We're so free that we don't have any control of what we eat. The only way we can control what we eat in the sort of on steroids misunderstood Adam Smith, mercenary piracy capitalism market is to go to a place and now pay $8 for a raw food bar or something, or, some giant slice of bison or whatever is not sustainable that can feed the paleo people what they think they should be eating or whatever. It's the $28 Whole Foods canola filled GMO bar, which, makes no claims, real claims to health anyway. We don't have control of what we eat because we live in places where it's illegal to grow food.
You nailed it. This morning I was back out at the organic farm. I told you about Luke. He's from France. He's got an American family now, and he started an organic farm that is all about food. He's not growing perennial flowers, unless the flowers are helpful in terms of the growth or attracting bees, but mostly it's focused on let's get food growing again. And I was commenting because like a mile from his farm, there's a new neighborhood going up, another gated community where they prohibit you from planting the things he's growing a mile away, like fruit trees, for instance, things that would actually facilitate that recovery. And of course, every time I see a grow food, not lawns image on the social network, as if that's going to change anything, I love them and I repost them because, I've started my own little way, thanks to you when you were here, that journey back to sanity, in, if you will, in producing your own food, at least some of it, if not moving toward all of it.
Well, we're really deeply screwed. You know, we're 320 million people in a food desert. We've actually turned America into a food desert. It's unbelievable that we took, I guess, one of the most fertile countries on Earth and turned it into a place where it's illegal in most places to grow enough food to feed half of the time.
Right.
Now, I once lived in the Boston area, and I had a great backyard garden, and we could have probably have fed, in some months, 30% of our food, of calories, probably came from the backyard. And I had the thing really, really going.
That's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, it's not bad. I could have done even more, but we shared the backyard with neighbors, so I couldn't just turn it into a farm. And at some point, of course, the city would have come along and said, it's no longer a festive backyard garden. You're, you know, actually trying to survive. I'm not a prepper, and I don't think that people who live in castles with guns are really going to be happy or safe. People will figure out where you are, and you only can reload so many times and so quickly. So eventually your castle it'll be like Dr. Zhivago. The state will come along and make you share your stuff with all the people who don't have anyway.
But, Liam, the state is already doing that. We've got examples of people in Florida who have pulled off grid and produced their own food, collected their water. You know, they've been told that that's illegal, that they can't do that. So the state already is, well, we said it already in many ways, fighting against it. But those who are trying at least to step in that direction, whether they're preppers into guns or not, I don't know. But the reality is we're set up against that. We try to prevent that from occurring. Why is that? Is that because the state is propping up the so-called corporate world to feed us through their mechanisms?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a habit. You know, that everybody believes in science, and people don't understand that science as natural philosophy was pretty harmless. But when science got a hold of petroleum, that is when engineering got a hold of petroleum, we were able to reconstruct the surface world that we live in. And people think that, you know, engineering with petroleum is the same thing as science. It's not. It's just engineering with petroleum. And once you understand that people can do really, really stupid things, and then given unlimited, nearly unlimited power, those stupid things will have effects upon millions and millions and millions and billions of us. You begin to, well, think like I do and be a little bit afraid of, well, all you have to do is really look at Venezuela. So here's a country which has a very uncomfortable, you know, kind of government situation, running low on the cheap, they've already run low on the cheap oil they used to produce.
Hold
and
on,
now they
Liam,
have,
we're running low on time this segment. Stick
and
with
I'm
it.
Going to hold that thought.
Hold that thought. My goodness. We're going to talk more about that freedom. How do we temper the definitions of freedom that are floating around out there? I'm still curious to hear more about that as well. And we always have great discussions when we're together. There's a video series ongoing that Liam's putting out through Facebook and YouTube as well.
Yeah.
Okay, it's available through YouTube. We got that linked up in the show notes, thanks to Captain Morgan. Back with more powerful healing discussion on levels probably not heard anywhere else. Back after this.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
LiamChef.com is linked up in the show notes, of course, through RobertScottBell.com. Please say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors making this message of health, freedom, healing, liberty possible 2 hours a day, 6 days a week right here on GCN and all those other places you can hear it.
Quickly. This is a short segment, but let me give a big I love you to the people at Sovereign Silver, or Natural Immunogenics is the ridiculous name, because I call it Sovereign Silver, and I think everybody should call it Sovereign Silver. But to the wonderful people at Sovereign Silver, because I'm going through some dentistry. I didn't know if I'd have time for it. I don't want to go into the whole thing.
Okay.
But not having been in the dentist for 20 years, boy, do I swig that silver constantly. So to the Quinto brothers who manned that ship, and to the Paul and the other chemists who work on making these little tiny silver ions available to my mouth, thank you.
Yay. All right. Well, no, it's good. I just did a training for a dental group down there, and they were already having such extraordinary experiences working with these silver nanoparticles and nanoclusters that I'm not going to argue. I've been doing it for years, but it's always fun to hear how it's helping folks. We may have to talk about CBD if we have time as well for pain management, but for now I want to get back to the discussion of freedom with you, Liam, because it's upsetting. There are people that are cult-like in every field and endeavor, including the freedom lovers in the libertarian realm, which I tend more towards, I do.
Right.
But as I said, I realize that interdependence on some level that is so disgusting to some people when you're not realizing that, you know, if you can't produce your own food, you are completely dependent on something else.
Oh, yeah. The act of going to the grocery store should wipe away from you any notion that you have any real independence in your life. You don't know how long that chain of supply and creation of those products are, through how many hands these things have passed, So let's not talk really about libertarianism anymore. Let's acknowledge that we're mammals and that we have to eat and that we eat the fruits of the land and that we are farmers, because farming is the most stable way to produce food. There are many kinds of farming. I'm studying aquaponics and hydroponics, and I've studied permaculture to some degree, not as much as some, more than others. So there are many ways of producing food, but we're not sanely going to go back to being foragers and hunter-gatherers. There are too many of us on planet Earth, and we'd have to wipe out 9/10 of the population and replenish all of the animals in the world to make that even viable. So you're talking about a genocide that nobody has ever imagined to make that way of life work. So we really are mammals, and we really are tribal. And it's impossible to get our minds away from this thing that we do. We naturally, whether we like it or not, form little biases and then make big groups out of those little biases. So take a bias, you know, take the Weston A. Price bias. Well, it's not really Weston A. Price's bias that soy is bad. He never talked about soy. Take that bias that soy is bad. Now you'll create an entire movement ridiculing a plant that unfortunately has been genetically modified, but plenty of it is not genetically modified. And you'll say that it causes all diseases in the world and so on and so forth. Now, there's no real evidence for this, and the evidence goes against it. Then you'll take that bias and say, we told you that eating as much large animal flesh as possible is good for you. Is it true, or is it just a bias? Now, take the vegan bias. Eating any animal food is a sin and is bad for you and that kind of thing. Is it true? Probably not. All biases, we create biases naturally, is what I'm saying. We have to be very aware of this. Whatever your religion, political, whatever your bias, you do have to acknowledge that human beings are experts at creating divisive biases based on nothing.
Creating bias, it's one thing to acknowledge the bias that exists in all humans, but the question is, do we treat it with cult-like dogma devotion, or do we acknowledge, okay, I have a perspective. You know me, I've always been pragmatic about this, you know, when it comes to diet. I want people to eat cleanly, and I agree with you, eating lower on the food chain would be better than eating large animals all of the time. At the same time, I want to recognize if people are ailing and ill, and I direct them toward a diet, and I say, as long as this is, you're going to feel the difference if it's working for you. If it doesn't, then try this diet. But it all has to start clean, and then we can diverge paths based on different biochemistry or other things.
Well, what if we had to raise our own food? At this point, and I want to talk more about this maybe in a longer segment, but the argument that is always coming up, and I know we were talking about freedom, but it does get into diet very quickly. I've never experienced a more hostile war online, except for the AIDS people who are religious fundamentalists in their own way, then the time on this show years ago, I talked about the limits of the Weston A. Price diet.
Oh, now, my gosh, it was a holy war that was inflicted on us at that point. I was shocked. I did, because you know, we've covered the HIV issues for years and gotten some level of hostility, you more than me, over the years. But the food wars, oh my gosh. If we're going to come back, we'll do that and more here. Special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show, catching up with our good buddy Liam Sheff, liamsheff.com. He's the author of Official Stories. He's working on the sequel, An American Heretic. We'll talk about some of that research as well.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
We left off talking about the food wars. If you remember, folks, if you've been listening a long time, when Liam came on some years ago and challenged a religious dogma within Weston Pricer's about meat consumption, I wasn't prepared for the violent vitriol that came back at us, and particularly at Liam, but I didn't know there was such an attachment to everybody. I knew there was some of it, but it really was kind of blew me away. I was surprised by it.
Oh, it was I don't know if devastating is the right word, but I've rarely been so attacked by people telling me that I should probably kill myself. Now, people in the AIDS group, people in the insanely pro-science group will write, you should kill yourself. You're a denier of science. Just go kill yourself. Seriously, this is what the scientific elite online, you know, the would-be's, this is the way that they communicate when you disagree with them. You should go kill yourself, sir.
Wow.
But the Weston A. Pricers actually, who were vocal, and I don't mean all of them, of course, because there are many nice people who got something good out of, you know, reading that book, which I think is a terrible book, Nourishing Traditions. I think it's terrible. I think it's terrible because it's so imbalanced. And because Weston Price isn't a god, and you shouldn't make a Gandhi out of everybody, least of all Gandhi. And because he was a dentist and not an anthropologist, and because he looked at populations that tended towards, you know, feast or famine, and who had very low caloric intake, and he didn't study them over a lifetime, you know, so praising the Maasai leaves out the idea that they tend to die fairly young, or that they do have a lot of atherosclerosis in their heart, in their coronary arteries after they die, and the heart is looked at in that, you know, under a microscope. So, or that Eskimos tend to die very young, or that all of the diseases aren't cured by eating seal blubber and whale heart and, you know, all the rest of this stuff, organ meats and brains.
Well, there are many ways to get minerals, in other words, but,
animals get them from vegetables, of course, and vegetarians make the very sane argument, or how about macrobiotic people, or how about pesco vegetarian, how about people who eat fish and vegetables who never had a cow in their life because most of the world didn't have cows. You know, they didn't live in areas where they could raise large cows for anything other than being tractors.
I'm just not cool because I don't have a horse, pony, or buffalo in the fight. I just want people to eat cleanly, and I don't tend to get attached to these things other than, you know, my bias as a healer, right? I want people to be well if they've been suffering. I want to help them navigate a way out of it. And I just don't have one way for each person. I got to kind of handle what each individual brings.
Yeah, but that's it's a little bit of a cop-out, and I'll tell you why. Here's why. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether Sally Fallon's diet isn't wrong, and she got into a lot of trouble last year, although she must consider herself to be made of Teflon for, you know, what went down with the rancid non-cod liver oil
stuff. I know. That was a weird controversy that you'd think you'd own up to and go, well, okay, that's problematic. Let's make a shift here. But she doubled down on it. But we kind of touched on that a little bit earlier in the year. But
yeah, well, okay. So I was always after the Weston A. Price Foundation for not being even mildly reasonable in their arguments and for, you know, taking the kind of half-arsed fluff non-studies and turning them into, you know, the crucible of the crusade against soy. So if you look at soy and you look at populations that eat soy, the Weston A. Price crusade against soy didn't exist with Weston A. Price, who, you know, was a nice guy who traveled and saw that people who ate certain kinds of diets were pretty healthy. He also saw people who ate grains, fish were healthy. He never mentioned soy once, so he wasn't familiar with populations that ate a lot of it. Populations that eat a lot of soy tend to have low rates of the kinds of cancer that populations who don't eat a lot of it have. So nobody wants, you know, nobody in the Weston A. Price Foundation is cool with that. So they've had to back off and say, well, fermented soy, Asians eat more fermented soy, which is not true. They don't eat mostly fermented soy. Japanese eat a lot of miso, but in Okinawa they just eat a lot of tofu. And in China they just eat a lot of tofu. They don't eat a lot of miso. So none of what they said about a lot of things is true, except you should be eating locally produced food, and some fermented foods are good for you, and the Western food system is bad for you. Okay, we agree. Now, veganism comes along and says, you know, all animal food is evil and bad. You don't need it. It doesn't matter if you need it, and here's why. We're mammals, and our food should come from near where we are. If we don't have food around us, we're going to make do and eat whatever we have, which is exactly how the human diet, to use this word, evolved over time or came about over time. Different populations in different places were hungry, and because those populations had those areas, those geographies had different abilities to produce food, they ate different things.
Liam, if I come back to the term cop-out, you're taking it back to origin, how we got where we are, that we ate as mammals what was near us. That's how these are how our diets developed.
Yeah, and it doesn't really matter. You know, most people, there was no population on Earth that could healthily eat nothing but large cows without, or there were no cows, there were aurochs, that could hunt, that wouldn't hunt them into extinction. We're a pretty cowardly little monkey species. We don't like to get hurt. You know, hangnails can send some people to the doctor in panic. So it's not like we're apex predators with giant teeth running around.
No, but because of oil, you know, things that are in Brazil are near us. Right?
Sure.
This is what happened, and now we don't have a concept of what you're talking about.
No, we don't. And if we were very, very serious, we wouldn't worry about veganism or Weston Ape. It's not even – I hate to smirch his good name by associating it with what Sally Fallon does. But
we're going to get some hate mail now.
Good. Send it to wherever you want to send it to for all that fermented cod liver oil that was canola oil. And then when you're done writing them and writing the leadership of the Weston A. Price Foundation for not giving a flock of sheep about your health, you can consider with your remaining energy getting a good meal and then writing me. You don't have to be vegetarians to be healthy, and you don't have to eat brains with every meal to be healthy. The point is, do you know where your food comes from? Are you in any way involved in procuring it? And I don't mean paying for it. I mean procuring it, because this is the future that we have is either hungry, full of cannibals, and roving gangs killing anything they can get, rats and dogs, or we're growing food. And we're not eating potatoes because Sally Fallon says the potatoes shouldn't be in your diet. I studied macrobiotics, and it says where the food that grows where you are, that grows well, that's the food you'll eat.
Well, and even when we talk about people that say we eat seasonally, the thing is, you also save food that you grew in season to eat out of season, because that's how you did it. What was available, it wasn't available necessarily in winter.
But what would survive? What would survive out of season? Grains,
sure.
Beans, seeds, and root vegetables.
Right, exactly. So
no fruit and meat. Oh, you have to pickle or
dry. We're talking developing food forests again. As I said, it's converting all of this. And the question is, how many will die before we figure this out?
A lot. The point is a lot. And again, look at Greece, which fell off the oil bandwagon, and now look at Venezuela. There's an argument that Venezuela has more oil than Saudi Arabia, but you really have to differentiate between oil and tar, because Venezuela went through its good oil a while ago, and it's still a producer. And yes, they have a more dictatorial government in many ways than we do, but they're also not ready to be off the oil system. And I don't mean that they'll have no oil or that we'll have no oil. I mean, we might have a 30% production of oil based on the amount that we used last year versus the amount that we found. I think that we used 29 billion barrels worldwide. I think we maybe found 2 wow. or 3 billion. So our use so exceeds our discovery that everybody should be really focused on this. Now, I have friends in the electric universe thing who talk about Tesla energy or fusion, low energy nuclear reactions coming along and bailing us out. It's such pie-in-the-sky stuff. You know, if it does come around, it's not a replacement for our trucking system. None of it is. If we're all serious about not all dying in a horrible, horrible, horrible decline of culture, we really better refocus our local city and local state and local town from pro-vaccine or anti-vaccine or anti-breastfeeding or anti- or pro-bathroom, I want to be a Wookiee in a non-Wookiee bathroom.
Yes.
And we better start focusing on, hey, can we feed our town?
Right. I want to give a special shout-out to our friends at CV Sciences, Canavest, because they've actually preserved and then donated seeds to Kentucky, the first reissuance, if you will, of hemp to grow domestically. And okay. I think that's going to go a long way. Of course, they produce the CBD that we like so much that's saved so many of us for so many things. And I think that's another plant that we've got to re-embrace.
Oh, God, we need hemp across this country for 1,000 reasons. Not the least of all is the fat-bearing seed that can provide quick calories. Boy, do we need good oils and proteins. And if you're going to be raising animals, let's think about raising rabbit hutches and what else grows very quickly? Quails and guinea hens and all these little things that grow very, very quickly. Can we get away from the idea that grass-fed beef is actually necessary? These are big animals. They require a lot of room.
Well, as long as the oil is flowing freely, people are going to continue to, at least in theory, enjoy that. But the reality is, as you say, if indeed we are on that oil decline beyond peak oil, and you've argued very well over the years we've been together doing this. What are we doing? Are we going to plan ahead, make the changes now? Or are we going to wait for the disaster and then starve to death?
Yeah, well, I want people to get into, you know what's a great thing? You can get into aquaponics right there in your town and city. You can do it in your backyard. Nobody can tell you that you're not allowed to have it. It's a machine, after all, and Americans love machines. You don't have to have an entire backyard full of food to have some stacked vegetable growing. You can use the runoff from the fish tanks, whether you eat the fish or not is up to you. You can take the runoff, and instead of just growing aquaponic stuff, you can actually use it to fertilize potato beds. I mean, you don't have to just grow in the clay media that, you know, you use for hydroponics. You can use a fish tank to benefit your garden, and I'm going to be learning about that and talking about that a lot more.
Our good buddy, remember Coast Guard Corey?
Yep.
He does that at home as well, and he's really taken to it. And when I saw his place, I mean, this is a couple of years back. It was a smaller thing, but it's grown big. And the thing is, he didn't know how to do that to begin with. He studied, he researched, he's put it into play. And it's an amazing thing. His kids are learning it, they're growing up with this. And, you know, I'm trying to expose my kids the same way in their teen years or preteen years to get this, to recognize that's going to be the most valuable skill you have, is the ability to grow food and fix things, make things, you know, not rely on cheap stuff from China, that it's not going to be coming over when the oil's not flowing the same way.
No, we better reinvigorate some local industry and make it hemp-based, and, you know, we better be growing switchgrass for alcohol. And I'm not saying that oil runs out in a second, it doesn't. But it gets lower, and that changes the world.
Sure. The long view, and as a mammalian species, if you want, if not for yourself, for your offspring to survive as mammals, maybe spiritual mammals, whatever you want to describe them.
Sure.
There's some stuff to learn here, and Liam Sheff's helping to teach it. I appreciate you, my friend.
Thank you.
All right, back to wrap it up with Super Don as we head into the weekend. Go back and listen. Archives available through GCN, Talk Network, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Podcast, Epic Times, thanks to Jerry Doyle, and, of course, UK Health Radio and the new SoundCloud. RobertScottBell.com. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, Super Don, after hearing Liam Sheff again, are you prepared to eat local? And that means going outside of your doorway, digging down in the ground for some crawfish.
No, probably not. I'll let the crawfish catching stick, you know, that can go with the professionals. But, you know, believe it or not, a lot of the food that's eaten around here is local. I mean, you can literally, I can drive out to the, you know, out to the shopping center, and I can pass four local butchers on the way.
Right, right. Well, the question is, do you think that the things that they're butchering is also grown locally?
Yeah, you know, they do. They've got a lot of livestock and cattle and cows and animals, and people raise, you know, animals grow. I mean, a lot of farmers and stuff out here. So
in the bayou, they do. They grow rabbits and, you know, the small animals, too. Of course, there's gator in that area, in that region.
A lot of deer hunting going on out here.
Yeah. So yeah. Anyway, it's always a great discussion with Liam. He challenges folks, and they get ticked off sometimes. We'll probably get some hate mail from people that follow Sally. But, you know, listen, we talk about all kinds of things here. So if you don't like it, you don't have to listen. Or if you want to comment on it, that's okay. We can do that. Now, here's an interesting story to wrap up the show today. By the way, thanks again to Doc Detox, Dr. Daryl Wolf. Check all the links and participate in the extracurricular activities that he helps sponsor. The Fibroids to Cancer coming up next week is going to be great. But the idea here is that food kills you or it heals you. Or could it be somewhere in between? This story is a story of fast food saving your life, or the lack of it.
Wow, that's a little different.
I know,
for the show.
This is going to be those who like Liam are going to now go, "What did you just do? How dare you?"
Before you send the hate mail, listen to the rest of the story.
Listen to this story. Okay, now how many of y'all grew up ordering Domino's pizza every Sunday during the football season? I have memories of this. in my childhood before I, you know, obviously woke up and started eating clean food again, or for the first time.
This was back in the day when Domino's had the policy that if they didn't get it to you within a half an hour, it was free.
Yeah, exactly. A 30-minute. They were like the only game in town. This was before that you had 100 different pizza delivery things.
Right.
But again, these were the days. Domino's, I remember it. It was just part of our ritual. Now, evidently, there was a guy who had a ritual of ordering very regularly, and it may have saved his life. We're going to get to that now. Headline reads, Domino's employee helps rescue regular customer after an 11-day absence. So this guy was such a regular customer that one of the people that, you know, typically delivered to him said, hey, you know what, we haven't heard from our customer Kirk in a few days. I wonder what's going on. And so he decides to go over to the guy's house, knocks on the door, and no answer, kind of peeks through the window and evidently says, maybe something's a problem here, calls 911. And the cops come, and turns out that he was like dying on the floor. He was on, who knows how long he was there. And because of his pizza habit, his pizza habit, and he was dying on the floor, he couldn't call. Somebody at the Domino's said, you know, we need to check on this guy. And it saved his life. They rescued him. They brought him to the hospital. He would definitely require immediate medical attention. So
I know there are people out there going, yeah, you know, you probably had a stroke from eating so much pizza or something, right?
Well, I was going to say that.
Oh, you were going to be that guy.
I was going to be that guy. Of course I was. No, obviously, we know little or nothing about really his condition. But I will say, obviously, if you're ordering that much fast food pizza, that could have. We can't argue that it wouldn't have anything to do with your medical health. We just don't know enough to say what happened here, but it is kind of one of those good news, bad news scenarios. What if he had had a little garden out back, grew most of his own food, and, you know, do we know? We don't know. We don't have an answer. I could speculate and say maybe whatever happened to him wouldn't have, but it's kind of like, listen, we don't begrudge people who eat that food and want them to die. I don't, you know, so I'm glad the guy got help.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you say about that? Domino's, you know, listen, the guy was lucky, not only in the fact that he was a regular customer, but whoever that employee was, the delivery person,
yeah,
had been working there long enough,
right,
to know the guy. Because those places, you know, Tennessee, a lot of turnover. So.
Right. So I wonder if they would have mandated a minimum wage, that they would have fired the guy, and it would have been robot drivers and robot everything.
Yeah.
And then the guy would have been dead. It's like, well, you know, they'll send him an email, but no one's going to go knock on their door. There's the human element again. No matter what, remember, humans, mammals, whatever we're called, you know, listen to that that intuition like this guy did. You could save a life, and the life you save might be your own. So that's it. We're heading to the weekend, Super Don, back on Sunday to kick off another broadcast week. Let's have a...
Yeah, let's order some Domino's.
Okay. All right. Go get an organic pizza or make one at home, okay? All right, folks. The power to heal and eat organic pizza, if that's what you want, is yours.
The Robert Scott, Bell Show.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.